there, and welcome to Take Two with, yes, Jerry. I am here along with Debbie and you. It is your show getting underway here today on EWTN Radio. I am Jerry Usher, back from the 30-day silent retreat and the convocation for our seminarians and the drive back up to Weston near Boston, Massachusetts. I'm back at the seminary. Got here safely. Thank you all for the prayers. And we are here with our show team and Debbie, the Take Two family. Looking forward to them joining us today.
Yes, this is, I'm glad it was a safe drive. We prayed for you. You said you were weaving in and out of lanes and traffic, so we were praying, so you got there safely. That's good. And you look well rested. That's good. You didn't sleep while you were driving, did you?
Not while I was driving, no, but I got a really good night's sleep last night.
Good. So. Well, Jerry, as you know, this is a very popular show that we do once a month. It's all about relationships, okay? So if you're listening to us right now, we are live on this beautiful Friday, and we want you to call in or text in to this number I'm about to give you. But let me explain what we're talking about. We will take calls about any relationship you've got going on, okay? Which means your relationship with yourself, with God, with your pets, with your coworkers, your family, your friends, your kids, good, bad, everything in between. You can praise God or you can ask us about, you know, certain situations that's happening. Jerry and I are here to help. And it's all about relationships. So if you have something to say about a particular relationship in your life right now, today, Jerry and I are going to ask you to you can't get started with your weekend yet. You got to call in or text into this number, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. But Jerry, I have to tell you something real quickly, because right before we started the show, I just realized this for the first time in several years since Michael's been our producer. I just realized this. So we have Matt on the phones, Michael at the controls, and Rich on social media. We'll wave to everybody. Hi, guys. Get those comments going. I just realized the initials are MMR. That's a vaccination.
Oh.
I just realized that. I never realized. So MMR is at the controls, is the show team today. That is hilarious. Measles, mumps, and rubella shot, I believe.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot about that.
That's so funny. I just realized that. I know. Anyway.
All right. Well, Debbie set the table pretty well for you there, folks. We always say on this All About Relationships broadcast, if you're hearing us, if you have a pulse, if you're breathing, then you are in relationships, okay? Every one of us has relationships. They could be anything, like Debbie said, marriage. We could talk about, you know, dating, parents and children, sibling relationships, coworkers, maybe your gym partner. As Debbie said, you know, maybe your relationship with God, if you want to talk about that. We can maybe help tweak things a little bit for you today. Debbie and I are both life coaches. She does a lot more of it than I do. So we are looking forward to you joining us here on the broadcast. My first day back live on the show. I've called in for brief segments the last few days as I've been traveling, but so good to be back with you, in relationship with you again, the Take Two family. So here is your phone number. We need to fill up those phone lines, make this Friday Feast of St. Maximilian Kolbe a great broadcast. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
And maybe you're in the doghouse with one of your relationships, right? Mm. So you can use this platform to talk about how grateful you are about that person, for that person. You know, you're sorry. You could just go ahead and use this platform, and then you can keep a record. You could keep a copy of this of this show, and you could present it to that loved one and say, "See, I said it to the world how much I love you, how much I care about you. I'm really sorry. Let's reconcile." You know, it has worked. We actually have had people in the past that have used Take Two to come on air and praise their relationships with people, and I they have shared it with their spouse or their loved one, and it's worked wonderfully well in the relationship. I say go ahead and do it. I've done it a few times about Marty, and I believe me, you know, if he gets upset with me, I'll say, "Hey, just last week I mentioned how much you're just such a wonderful person on Take Two." It works, right, Jer?
It does. It really does. So again, that number, you can call or text this number, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. 888-298-3986. So what relationship in your life needs a little bit of attention, you know, maybe for the good, or maybe it's not going so well? We can talk about, maybe, are you trying to forgive somebody? Maybe having a difficult time doing that. Maybe you want to talk about boundaries, setting boundaries in relationships. That's always a very important angle on this All About Relationships episode of Take Two. Mm-hmm. Something I've had to work a lot on in my own life. So anything about relationships, the phone lines are ready and waiting for you right now, but they do tend to fill up fast. Mm-hmm. So we'd like to have you grab one of those while they're available at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
And Jerry, this is a perfect time for me to mention this. You know, as you know, Jerry, Dr. David Anders and I are doing the Family Matters project, the initiative at standtalltoday.com. You can join us. It's all about relationships, estrangement, no contact, parental alienation. It goes on and on. If you're being ghosted by your kids, things of that nature, if you don't get to see your grandkids, if you feel like your kids are only coming around because there could be something for them in the will. You know, there are all sorts of dynamics that are happening. That's why we started Family Matters. So it's a big deal, guys. It's millions of people are affected by it. And we want to remove the stigma. Jerry and I are passionate about really helping families stay together, stick together, and reunite. So if you have something to say about that, or you've been through a no contact situation with a loved one, maybe you could share with us how you did reconcile that situation. We'd love to hear from you. Guys, you cannot get started with your weekend yet. I know it's summertime and everybody's doing last minute staycays and going away and getting the kids to school and everything. We get it. But Jerry and I need you. We want you and we invite you. And you don't have to be Catholic to call in. But if you don't call in and you don't participate or text in, then we don't have a really vibrant, robust discussion. Okay, it's just Jerry and I talking, and we can do that all day long. That we want to hear from you. There go the phone lines. That's the way I love the Take Two family. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. What do you say, Jer?
Yeah, I'd love to have you share with us as well if you've had a restored relationship recently, because a lot of people feel the pain of, you know, relationships that are strained. But if you've had a restoration of one, we'd love to hear that praise report as well. So we're going to get to your calls when we come back. All About Relationships, 833-288-3986. Spouses, friends, parents, children, siblings, co-workers, neighbors. That's what we're talking about today. Any relationship whatsoever you would like to bring up, let us know how it's going. If it's not going well, maybe we can talk that through a little bit and bring a little peace of mind to you, and perhaps even a little bit of a restoration to that relationship. And we'd love to hear, as we always do, I'd love to hear about good relationships too. You know, how you're making those work, because a lot of people have trouble, really. Let's face it, you know, relationships can be tough, especially given the human condition with sin and concupiscence and the things that we sometimes do that don't help relationships. So let us talk with you about one today at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And we mentioned today is the feast of St. Maximilian Kolbe, which is a wonderful feast day. Tomorrow is the feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary into heaven. But it's also another important day for you, the Take Two family, and all the EWTN family. It's the 45th anniversary of EWTN tomorrow. The foundress, Mother Angelica, launched the network on August 15th, 45 years ago. What an amazing story, Debbie. What an amazing journey it's been. Mm-hmm. For those who don't know, you know, Mother Angelica was just obviously a humble religious sister who had the vision from God to start, you know, first of all, the television network, and then it mm-hmm. Branched out into radio. And now EWTN is the largest religious media organization in the world. Wow. All coming from Debbie, Mother Angelica, from those simple, humble roots. And of course, you and I are deeply grateful, because it's been an outlet for God to use our mm-hmm. talents mm-hmm. and gifts in ministry. So,
yeah. Well, she's one of our powerhouse team that we ask for assistance every single time we start the shows. And so we feel very close to her, that she's working and kind of tapping everybody to call. Okay. So if you love Mother Angelica, you got to call. I just learned about this quote that was attributed to her. She has so many quotes, and people pick them up and they float them around social media. And I just heard this one recently, Jerry, and it has stuck with me. Listen to this. I don't know if you probably have heard this. Mother Angelica said this: a soul that trusts God is invincible.
Mm. Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, short, sweet, but very, very powerful. A great reminder for us.
I know. I love it. I love it. We all need to be celebrating. EWTN is going strong thanks to you and you listening and supporting and keeping it going and sharing with friends and participating in Take Two, okay? Because we definitely want to hear from you. So we're getting text messages coming, and that's great. That means you're super busy today, and you guys are choosing the text option, which is fine, but we would love to speak with you. We're going to get to Guy, who's a first-time caller, in just a moment, Jerry. Just want to give the number two more times, just to make it easy for you to start calling in. There is an open phone line just for you. Please, we'd love to hear your beautiful voice. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Talk about any and all relationships that are near and dear to you. We want to hear your story, Jer.
All right. Debbie said we're going to go to Guy in Colorado, a first-time caller to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Guy, welcome. Listening on Catholic Radio Network. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing very well.
Great.
We actually had a little rain here, which we've been direly in need of. So
we're
very pleased. It's good stuff. Yeah. Hey, I don't have any real stories about relationships other than to say, you know, as probably everybody does, you have a little ups and downs with different people. And when I've been challenged, I've actually written a little prayer that I'd like to share with you regarding helping me with relationships. Yeah. And as I say this, if you appreciate the readings of St. James, you'll see that I'm plagiarizing. I pray to St. James, help me to be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. And I've even added one more, slow to judge. So I pray, St. James, help me to be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to judge. And I'm sure there are times when I'm challenged in a relationship and St. James taps me on the shoulder and I go, yep, got it. And it has helped me through a lot of difficult situations to just slow down, take a deep breath, and listen. It's been a very, very powerful help for me. Yeah. So I hope that might be something some of your listeners might appreciate.
Well, Guy, we say it all the time. You probably heard us say it. You know, what the Take Two family share on this show is going to impact other people. So I'm sure there were a lot of pens and paper people were grabbing, reaching for, to write that prayer down. And maybe that's why I'm sure you and Debbie have both heard, that's why God gave us, two ears and one mouth, right? So we can spend twice as much time listening as we do talking. What do you think, Deb?
Very good.
I think it's brilliant. I wrote it down as quick as I could. You said you added one. So quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to judge. Is that just the three, or is there a fourth one?
Well, the three that come out of the book of James are quick to hear,
right, slow
to speak, and slow to anger.
Anger.
And then the fourth one I've added is slow to judge, because judgment, I have found myself, especially with things going on politically, things going on in the religious world and what have you, it's real easy to say, oh, well, wait a minute, I know better, or wait a minute, no, you got to slow down and listen. Why does that person have that opinion? Mm-hmm. And so those four points have really helped me get through some situations.
It's brilliant, absolutely brilliant, and I think St. James would be fine with it. But I got to tell you, Guy.
A little copyright issue.
Yeah, really. I don't think you have to worry about it anymore. But
public domain now.
Right, Guy. I have to tell you, just the way you're saying slow down. I don't know why, but it's a Friday. Please forgive me. And you when you said it twice, I keep thinking of the song "Slow Down, You Move Too Fast." You know what's that? You got to make the moment last. I think that's, and it's, but We have songs written about that. We have movies talking about that. We have counselors out there. We have doctors out there. We have priests giving good guidance to, for everybody to take, like you said, Guy, take a breath. Boy, you don't see people taking a breath on social media, Guy. I got to be honest with you. Everybody's so quick to react. And I don't think they realize that everything's going to be out there permanently. What do you say for people that are very reactive, Guy?
Well, first thing is, like I say, take a breath and listen. And then at some point you'll hear something in there that might be a counterpoint or a response, an appropriate response. In some cases, it's so extreme that you don't respond. You simply say, okay, you're off in that world. Go for it. And I think that there's a message right there. When someone's trying to push your buttons, when someone's trying to get you excited, and you just shrug it off and like, okay, I guess that's what you think. There's a message right there. It's there's a lot of different ways to respond to things. And as I say, having a little bit of, I'm going to say divine inspiration, St. James or whomever, maybe it's my mother, I don't know. But somebody out there is tapping me on the shoulder and saying, okay, this is kind of the way to handle it.
Yeah.
And go that direction.
Let me offer a bit of encouragement, Guy. I would encourage you to maybe have a prayer card made out of this, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, really, no, I'm very serious.
No, seriously. Jerry's serious.
I received a prayer from the Holy Spirit a few years ago, and I had a prayer card made, and I give those out all the time and include them in letters that I mail and so forth. So, yeah, just I'm serious, Guy. You might want to think about that.
Yeah, you could put St. James in the corner.
Yeah, sure. You know, inspired by, the Book of James or something like that. Because, these little, tiny little gestures like that can go a long way toward, maybe changing somebody's life. Anyway, do what you want with it, Guy. I'm just throwing that out there for
you. If I do go down that road, I'll have a couple of them mailed directly to both of you.
So. Oh, please do.
Oh, we would love it. We would love it. Yeah. Yeah, we'll be waiting for them, Guy.
Okay, don't hold your breath.
Yeah, okay. Really. Hey, Guy, Jerry doesn't like to do this, but, I do. Your first-time caller, you were so much fun to talk to. Can you call us again?
Yeah, sure. I listen to you guys on and off. I'm on the road a lot, and I just have to dial in wherever I can get it. I don't even know the name of the mind radio station here, but I have to dial it in and get you guys today.
Yeah, Catholic Radio Network. It's a great station. I do your pledge drives. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Yeah. I'll be doing it in September. But see, Jerry's so kind. He's so kind and gracious, and he doesn't like to put any Take-Two family member on the spot. Me, on the other hand, not so much. So I'm going to put you on the spot. I'd love to hear from you again. Safe driving, Guy. You know you have your guardian angel beside you, right?
I hope so. Yep. I think I got to believe it. I've gotten this far.
Yeah,
good.
All right, brother. Thank you for the call. Drive safely there.
Pleasure talking to both of you. Have a good day.
Likewise. Thank you.
Thank you, Guy. Wow. We've got a serious situation coming in with this text message. And by the way, I want to just say, Jerry, this is not the first time I've heard this situation recently. And so we could address this in a general way. Everybody sit tight. This is very important, this text message that came in. But I know where you were going to go with this, Jerry. Let's give the number. See, I read your mind. Jerry typed over number. I said, okay, see, we are so in sync today on this beautiful St. Maximilian Kolbe feast day, the day before the Feast of the Assumption. So come on, you guys, let's go. You have a relationship to talk about. Guy was awesome stepping up and giving us this beautiful prayer and reminders. It was wonderful. How about you? How are your relationships going? Are you bummed out about them? Do you love them? Are you grateful for them? How about the relationship with yourself? Are you really hard on yourself? Do you beat yourself up every day because of things you've done in the past? Let Jerry and I talk to you, because we've gone through that. So come on, you don't have to be Catholic to call in. We need every single phone line plus lit up. Come on, that's how we like it. That's the way we roll here. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
All right, as you call in and join us, we're going to go to a text message. The text says, my spouse did financial infidelity, and we are in $50,000 more debt than I thought we were in. This is the third time financial things occurred without my knowledge. I feel so betrayed. I had resources and equity and investments before I married, and they're all exhausted. I'm approaching retirement age, and I can't financially recover anymore because there's no time left for that. Debbie, wow. Third time for this person texting in.
Yeah, this is so, this hurts my heart so much because we have seen a lot of this in coaching. People have come to us with the same situation. I don't know the background or the details, but let me just share if you're listening. And the way this text message came in, it was the same call-in number, 833-288-3986. But we'd love to speak to you about this. This is a relationship that is in some difficulty and trouble here because $50,000 in debt is a lot to carry as you're going into retirement years. Here's what we have been sharing with our clients at Stand Tall. And by the way, we're at standtalltoday.com. But we've been sharing with our clients that a couple things. Don't lose hope. Do not lose hope. And the relationship is so important. So don't turn, you said you're having a hard time forgiving, or, I mean, a hard time getting over this and things of that nature. You're exhausted. The problem with it, Jerry, is we've seen clients come to us and said, you know, this has been several times in our marriage, and now I can't even look at this other person that is my spouse. I can't believe they did this. You don't want the relationship to end too, okay? So here's what you got to do. You got to trust God more than the storm that you are in right now. Meaning, God will make a way if you really and truly join together, try to forgive, get past this, get the necessary professional help because obviously there's something there, either spending or gambling or you know, not handling money well, you know, things of that nature. You've got to get help. Professional help, but I would, if you're Catholic, go to the Infant of Prague devotion. Infant of Prague devotion. I have seen miracles. If you're not Catholic, go deep into Scripture and prayer, and really trust God that you can forgive in the marriage. You can rebuild the trust. And God will make a way. Whatever you do, don't get desperate and don't fall into despair because that's what the demons want. So you're going to be playing right into their hand and the demons want to break up your marriage. So you got to turn it all around. You got to reframe things like Jerry Usher always says, and you got to go deep with God in trust. And God will make a way. Why? Because he loves us and he cares for us. And he will take care, and he will make sure that we have some kind of future ahead. What do you say to that, Jer?
Well, I echo what you said about, you know, not falling into despair, but also how you look at your spouse, how you look at your husband is so important right now. Debbie mentioned, you know, it can get to a point where it's difficult even to look at that other person, even if they're in, you know, even if they're your spouse and you're under the same roof, it can be very, very difficult. But I would say, here's what I try and do is when people, you know, do offensive things or things that, you know, kind of harm me a little bit, is I try and look at them and see them as the Lord sees them. And that is we are all sinful men and women. And as you try your best to see your husband, you know, in his flawed nature, but also redeemed by the Lord, also pray very hard for him. Debbie's big. We both are big on you know, sending our guardian angels to work for us as well. So, you know, send your guardian angel to his guardian angel. This, God willing, we're going to pray hard. The entire Take-Two family around the world, I know, is going to be praying for this intention. Mm-hmm. But there is hope. Please do not lose hope. And Debbie mm-hmm. and I, you know, Debbie, I don't know what more to say, but, you know.
That's perfect what you said.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, it's a tough situation, you mm-hmm. know, and, you know, facing the future, having all of the, you know, the amenities, the things that you had, you know, to build your retirement on, mm-hmm. to be all of a sudden just not there anymore. That could be very, very unnerving and very scary, very frightening.
Very frightening. Absolutely, Jerry. And that's why you got to get help to get to the root cause of this so that there's not, you know, future mistakes in this. And you got to heal the relationship, move forward. And yeah, financial situations, it's a deal breaker for a lot of relationships. And so it'll crash the relationship. So you really got to work hard and stay close to God and the angels and the saints as well. We got another text message coming in. We'll get to after on the other side of the break. We've got Christine, who's waiting to come on air with us, Jerry. And there's an open phone line for you all about relationships. Come on, you guys, bring it to the table. We're here to listen and learn with you. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. We'll be right back.
Take two with Jerry and Debbie. And you are wrapping up a week of broadcasts on this feast of St. Maximilian Kolbe. And as Debbie said, we're going to get to more of your calls, Christine, and we have Carol and others being screened. Right now we have a text from Kay in Virginia, so it's going to be a busy second half to the show here. But there is a room for you on a phone line all about relationships. Anyone you would like to talk about, good, bad, ugly, in between, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. A couple more EWTN radio affiliates are celebrating anniversaries that we want to recognize. One is in Concord, New Hampshire. It's WICX. They've been on the air for 11 years. And also WJPP. They're serving Palm City and Stuart, Florida for 19 years. So we want to congratulate Father Ray Ball and Mike Bellino in New Hampshire and Hans Krug in Florida from all of us at EWTN Radio.
Beautiful. Okay, back to the phones we shall go. Christine is waiting so patiently in Franklin, Indiana, listening on the EWTN app. Hi, Christine. Welcome to your show.
Hi, Debbie. I just wanted to very quickly tell you, when you mentioned your relationship with your pet, I kind of scoffed a little bit. I will admit that. And but I have been around horses. Well, I'm the same age as you, and I've been around horses since I was knee high to the grasshopper. And as I was listening to your show, which I usually have the radio on, EWTN, in my pocket whilst I'm working with the horses and doing chores, so they're used to hearing your voice. And I have to tell you, I think they love you guys. I have two that right now. I have a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old. And they're half brothers, and they're usually a little ornery. And the 2-year-old, I don't know if you know anything about horses, but they're still in the sort of young stage, teenage stage, you could call it. One of them is actually called Voila Vivant, which means there you are alive. Of course, it's a pro-life message. He was born on particularly pro-life day, but here we are, Feast of Kolbe, you know, very pro-life priest. Honestly, because he gave his life for a father who had children. And horses in particular can, I've noticed over the years, can be sensitive to the spirit. I've seen horses that get a little ugly when there are horses, when there are people around that maybe have a lot of sin in them or who knows what. But I'm sad to tell you, I've got these two young boys here that absolutely love you guys. They do not normally hang out with me, want me to love all over their heads. And right now I've got one rubbing my ear, and he was earlier on to put his hand on his face on my lap.
Oh.
And they love you guys. Aww. My horses love you guys.
That is so sweet.
What can we say, you know?
Yeah, I know. I don't, we're speechless. We're speechless. What do we say? You know, all I'm thinking about is after the show, I can't wait to tell my husband, Marty, guess what? Two horses love us.
Yeah, Dragonflies and the Voila Vivant.
I love
they
it.
They are sport horses we breed. One blood sport horses. I have about 9 of them right now. But, we are on this rock farm in Franklin, Indiana. If you're ever coming to Indianapolis area, we're just off now south, so you can come on down.
Well, we almost have to now, Christine, because they're waiting for us. So they
yeah,
have to.
That's right.
Can we ride them, or can we just pet them?
Oh, right now these two. Well, by that point, maybe they will be broken. But a 4-year-old is quite young, but he's kind of gently broken. The 2-year-old, I'm getting the courage up to sit on him right now.
Oh, okay. Good. I'll give that one to Jerry.
Yeah, right.
I just had to share.
That just brightened our day. That was the best thing. I don't think I've ever received such a great, that was a great, I don't know, it just made me feel really happy inside. Did that make you,
yeah,
have we ever heard that before?
No, that's a first, Christine. It's a first for us on the show over 11 years.
I love it, Christine. You made our day. Now, if you could add something to that, could you, would, if you have time, could you take a picture of the brothers and send it to us? Our email is take2@ewtn.com. I just want to put their picture up in my studio.
Sure, I will. I will.
Thank you.
All right. Awesome. All right. Thanks, Christine.
That was so cool. I didn't know what to say. I've never heard of that before. I love it, though. I can't wait to tell Marty.
That would be a great show episode. Call in and tell us how much your pets love Take Two with Gary and Debbie.
Well, I love it.
Let's continue on here. We got calls and texts we're going to get to. James in Illinois, hang on. You're right after Carol, who called in from Michigan, listening today on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Carol. Welcome to our All About Relationships show. Hello, Carol.
Sorry. Different name.
I think I can hear you, Carol. Is that you?
Yeah, but she said a different name. Can you share your name with us? Oh.
Yeah, you're breaking up pretty bad there. So.
Yeah. Maybe take it off a speaker. Yeah.
We'll have Matt check in with Carol.
Matt's checking in right now.
Yeah. In the meantime, we can go to James in Illinois. Mm-hmm. James is listening on Sirius XM 130. Hello, James. Welcome to the show.
Hi, James here. How do you read me, Jerry?
You're coming in loud and clear, brother. Thank you.
Good, good. I'll make it quick. Happy Maximum Colby Day. And on this day in 1988, I got married. I wasn't Catholic at the time or anything like that. Exactly 4 years later, I had to sign the divorce papers. Mm-hmm. So this day has always been a rough one for me. Mm. I've forgiven my ex-wife. I hope she's living a blessed, prosperous, happy, healthy life without me. But it just plain bothers me because I'm in my 70s now. Mm-hmm. And I've been in the job search, I'm batting an incredible 0-3. I had two good interviews with two very well-placed firms that are supporting major aviation and defense contracts, and I was even offered a 2-month job in Connecticut working with a major aircraft engine manufacturer, but that would mean being away for 2 months with my fiance, who's been killing herself trying to find a new job herself. And I just can't be away from it, even though it would pay an incredibly huge amount of money, and the firm would have picked up all the expenses and that. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering if I made the right decision in that regard. And like I said, I just don't have a good relationship with myself or the Lord anymore, because it seems like everything I've tried to do or everything I've touched just disintegrated. Mm-hmm. And I'm at the point I just want to give up. I just want to give up.
Well, you know, James, before we talk even about forgiving your ex-wife or the job decision or whatever, you know, I just want to say, you know, you just said I don't like myself, you know, and that matters. You know, you may be carrying judgments against yourself that God isn't asking you to carry. You know, God is all loving, as you know. I mean, intellectually in your head, I know you know everything I'm going to say right now, but God is all loving. He's all merciful. And we are created in his image and likeness. And we're called to, you know, treat others and ourselves the same way that God does. And that is with mercy and tenderness and love and charity, and not, you know, not being, you know, hard on yourselves or beating ourselves up. So, you know, that's, have you talked to a priest about this, James, or, you know, been, that's maybe a personal question, but have you sought some assistance in just really trying to, how to see yourself more the way God sees you?
Very sporadic. I haven't talked to a priest in that regard in months, and I'm going to have to change therapists. I'm seeing him Monday night. Mm-hmm. And it just seems to me that God is just constantly testing me. He's making demands on me, and he's raising the bar. But when it comes to binding up the wounds and healing up the damage, he just slaps mm-hmm. on the Band-Aid and says, get back out there. We need every man in the trenches we've got. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I just got nothing left to fight with and nothing left to bleed.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yeah. Go ahead, Deb, if you were going to say something.
I was just going to say, James, our hearts are hurting for you, and we can hear the pain that's coming from your heart. You shared it beautifully. But I have to just say this, James. I got to be honest, because that's how I roll, and I've been this way. Jerry knows I'm brutally honest. James, you're in my opinion, you're getting so stuck in your head that it's exhausting you, and what's coming at you is it's kind of like playing the whack-a-mole game. You know, you're hitting one thing, another thing's coming up. But James, welcome to the club, because I got news for you. That's how my life is, and it's at times it can be unbearable. But we must, James, if we want to have the eternal prize. Okay, if you don't want the eternal prize, that's a whole different story. But if you want that eternity with God, we have got to muster up the strength, ask God for the grace and blessings, ask the angels. You've got your guardian angel beside you, James. We've got to ask for all heavenly assistance, and then we've got to surrender, and we've got to free fall into God's arms. James, I'm telling you, as you were speaking, I could feel my own life in your story in so many ways, different circumstances, but the same type of feelings. And guess what, James? So many of us have been brought to that place where we just are so exhausted, we just want to sleep. Okay? But guess what? We can't, and we shouldn't, and we don't. We have to hold each other up in prayer. So we've got you again in the book, and we have the Take-Two family behind you. But we need you to do that beautiful surrender work, James. Surrender. Get out of your head. Because if I was in my head, James, I would give up too. I'm just telling you. That's the truth. What do you say, James? I just don't want you to feel like you're alone, because you're not alone.
No, I don't feel alone, Deb. I know that. And
good.
My Knights Council has been praying for me a lot. And my friends at my former parish are doing that too. But I feel I've done everything I have to do or could do. And now, hey, Lord, you know, like, you're going to do something, you're just going to sit there and watch and just be a spectator.
Yeah.
I need your help. And the saints, St. Michael, St. Joseph, St. Mm-hmm. Rita, St. Cletus, St. Alexander, all of them.
Yeah. And your guardian angel is right beside you. So lean on your guardian angel. Absolutely. Absolutely. James, I just have to tell you this. I've never shared this publicly, but I think you need to hear it. When I was at my lowest and I barely could get out of bed because I was so down, I asked my guardian angel, didn't command my guardian angel, but I asked my guardian angel, I need some help here getting some things done, some chores done, some things done, because I had to keep moving in life. And I'm telling you this, James, probably nobody will believe me, but I'm just telling you, this is how I experienced it. My guardian angel went into high gear and helped me get on with life. And I don't even remember doing any of the things. That's how much my guardian angel came into play and helped me. I beg you to lean on your guardian angel and say, I need you now more than ever. Pick up the heavy lifting, do whatever you can do, make that things available to me so things start working in my favor. And always remember, as you know, get in a state of grace, stay in a state of grace. That's very important to receive those graces. What do you say, Jared?
Yeah, and James, I would just, before we let you go, I would recommend, the Psalms are so rich in beautiful imagery and calling upon God as our help. And I would encourage you to maybe, Debbie mentioned Psalm 91 about the guardian angel. Also, Psalm 18 comes to my mind right now. And verses 2 and 3 say, I love you, Lord, my strength, Lord, my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my rock of refuge. my shield, my saving horn, my stronghold. And for someone who's, you know, experiencing what you're experiencing right now, I obviously, as part of my vocation, I pray the Liturgy of the Hours, you know, morning prayer and evening prayer and the other hours. And there have been times I've come across a psalm, James, where I've just started weeping, you know, because I needed God to be that strength, that rock, that refuge, that stronghold for me. Maybe that's what you need right now, is just to really get vulnerable and surrender, like Debbie said, to the Lord, and read Psalm 18 and some of the other psalms. And if tears come, that's great. If a little bit of agitation comes, or, you know, you feel like God is not there with you or has abandoned you, you know, just be real honest with him. Say, Lord, I really don't feel right now that you are my rock, my strength, my stronghold, but hopefully you will. We're going to pray that you will feel that, but look to the psalms and maybe start with Psalm 18, James. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend. God bless you all. Everybody.
God bless you too, Jean. Yeah,
thanks,
God bless
James.
You too, brother.
Yeah,
we're all praying. The Take-Two family is praying.
Yep. Check in with us again, James, please. We want to hear you again. Tell us how wonderful your life is rolling along. That would be a praise God moment, and we want to share that with you. So please call us again. Carol called back. So we're going to get to Carol. We're going to get to the text messages. Also, too, Jerry, a message came in as James and you were sharing about that unforgiveness. Unforgiveness can be a block to forward movement. So James, if you're still listening, unforgiveness can be a block. So forgive everybody, forgive everyone. Okay, real quickly, Carol, hold on, don't go anywhere. The Catholic Cafe is Sunday morning, 10:30 Eastern Time. Deacon Jeff talks with men about how to share experiences, strengthen their faith, and be better husbands and fathers. Oh, that's wonderful. We need that show. That is great. The Catholic Cafe. Jer?
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, Carol did call back from Michigan, so we're going to go to her right now, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Carol. We're glad you called back. Welcome. Oh, Carol, are you there? I know you took the time to call back.
Oh.
I can barely hear a little crackling of some sort, but
okay.
Not hearing.
I'm moving around. I'm hoping better.
Yeah, yeah. Don't move. We got you. Don't move.
Okay.
You're still breaking up, Carol. Want to try and get you on the air, though, because you took the time to call, and we're so grateful for that.
And twice. She called back.
Yeah, twice. Are you there? You want to try it again, Carol?
Sorry.
Aww.
Yeah, it's still a weak signal or breaking up or something there. So hold on, Carol. Maybe we can get you to a spot where your phone is going to be, the reception is going to be good enough.
Or ask Matt just to get your comment, Carol, so we can share your comment for you. That's unfortunate. Those cell phones are not perfect all the time.
Funny how that is. Technology can actually let us down once in a while.
Exactly. Do you want to get to our latest text message that came in?
Yeah. You can always call or text 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And we had a text from Kay in Virginia. Says, I'm struggling with a relationship with my older sister. My brother and I care for our 87-year-old mother who has severe dementia. My sister lives 45 minutes away but will not participate willingly. She never volunteers to come and spend time with our mother. My brother and I share in her care 100% of the time. How am I supposed to hold any regard for my sister who will not honor her mother when we so desperately need her help? Mm-hmm. And Debbie, she adds that mom is terrified of strangers, so they haven't been able to hire anybody from outside yet.
I can totally relate to your situation. One thing I would ask is ask your sibling why your sister she has an issue with taking care of your mom. Sometimes they have fears. Sometimes they're just not equipped to do it. There's all sorts of things. So find out the why first, and then if she cannot help out, see if she can help by way of prayer. Okay, lots and lots and lots of prayer so that you and your brother can take care of your beautiful mother in a wonderful way where there's no problems. You have enough resources around you. You have an abundance of everything. Ask her if she would be committed to devoting a ton of prayer so that your mother has a peaceful time during, because she has dementia. So you really want her to keep her at peace and to give you and your brother's strength to continue to caregive.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, good. And we had another text here. Let me get to that.
And Carol's still trying to get on with us. I feel so bad. Carol's going to get our Perseverance Award.
Yeah, the Virtual Patience Award.
Patience Award, yeah.
Mark. Okay, so Mark, he called him, but he couldn't stay on the line. But he says, I'm in my late 30s and can't seem to stop disappointing my dad. I have a steady job, own my own home, have never left the faith, never got into sex, drugs, or rock and roll, but he is still constantly getting on to me about little things, and I can't figure out why. And that is kind of perplexing, Debbie, to me mm-hmm. anyway. But
well, there's definitely a situation there. Are you a lot like your dad? I mean, a lot of times with similar personalities, if you're a lot like your dad, he will sometimes project things on you that he's actually feeling. So maybe what it would be great if the two of you could go to some coaching or counseling. That would be fantastic. But I would, if it were me, I would not take it personally. This is your dad's issue. He needs to really figure it out, but he's pushing it on you. If you receive it, it's going to rob you of all your joy. It's going to steal all your accomplishments and everything. It's going to make you keep you down. So don't take it in. It's not about you. It's about him. He's got something there that is triggering him to do that. It could be something. Maybe he sees in you things that he wanted to do or something of that nature. You never know. So please look to the why. Get to the why, but a professional can really help with that. Any comments, Jared?
No, yeah. I thought that was beautiful. I was going to say exactly what you said. You know, maybe mm-hmm. Mark's dad. We don't know the situation. We have no idea, and this is just purely conjecture. But maybe he did not achieve some of the things that Mark has in his life. Mark, it sounds like you've been very, very successful, if I can use that word, and God has really blessed you and used your talents and gifts that he endowed you with in many beautiful ways. So mm-hmm. maybe that's it, but go ahead.
Well, you're spot on, Jerry. Can I tell you why you are spot on what you just said? Because we have had fathers of adult children in coaching, and behind their child's back, they will say things like, I'm so proud of my son. He's so successful. He's this, he's that. And we have said to them, have you told him? Oh, no, I haven't. So they're critical. They can be critical to your face, but behind your back, they're very proud of you and they love you very much. So that's why you can't absorb it, because it'll keep you down and it'll make you feel less than, and that's not good. You need to keep rolling along. You're doing well in life. So keep going but I wouldn't create tension between you and your dad, or create that kind of like, why are you doing this to me again, dad, type thing. Just know that your dad's obviously struggling with something.
Mm-hmm. So you would you not recommend, Mark, maybe just having a honest conversation with his dad? You know, dad, I love you. I value your opinion, but sometimes it feels like you nitpick the little things, that maybe are not so great in my life, and maybe you've overlooked, I think some of the many accomplishments that I've achieved.
It depends, Jerry. If the parent is open to it, it could go well. Sometimes it just goes terribly, bad, because the parent gets very defensive, or they say, I'm not critical, or they'll say things like, well, I've been hard on you because look how good you turned out. So they'll try to justify. Not necessarily. You'd have to have a really, like, I wouldn't be hungry or tired or have any alcohol at this meeting. You know, you got to be in a good, solid place to have that kind of encounter. But you could say to your dad, that's a good point, Jerry. You could say to your dad something like this, dad, when you compliment me, it makes me want to be the best I can be. And when you are hard on me, it makes me feel, I don't feel whole inside. I don't feel right inside. Could you help me with this? And you could kind of put it on them to take a note of what they are doing and how they are impacting you. And that doesn't always go well either, but I just,
yeah, no, especially Mark, if his intentions are good, if he means well and wants really to see you be the best man that you can be, then I think what Debbie just said is a very beautiful, way to approach him. But I would just, maybe a final thought on this. You know, Mark, you're called to honor your father, but you mentioned you're in your late 30s. You know, you're not called to spend the next 40 years auditioning for his approval either. You know, you're your own man now, and you know, you're his son, not his unfinished project. So just really honor him in every way that you possibly can. Love him as best you possibly can. And pray for him, you know, because that's the key. You know, when we pray for people we have a little bit of a challenge in relationships with, that can move a lot of mountains, Deb.
Absolutely. And you bring up another, you're going to make a great priest. Absolutely. I'm being serious, because you just said that was so spot on what you said from a coaching standpoint. And the other thing too, Jerry, your guardian angel, ask your guardian angel to go ahead of you when you meet your dad. Every time you talk to your dad, every time you encounter your dad, remember your guardian angel is your bodyguard, your soul guard. Your guardian angel doesn't want you to be hurt. They want you to thrive. They want you to move along. So ask your guardian angel to go ahead of you. I know we have another, and we only have 1 minute. We have another text message, but I don't know if we're going to get to it.
I don't think we're going to get to it. Okay. 1 minute means music. There it is.
Sorry, D from Guadalupe Radio Network, but we'll read the text.
Yeah, and we'll be praying for all of you. You're all in the prayer book. I know Debbie's been scribbling feverishly on the show today. Matt, Michael, and Rich have been the show team today, all about relationships on this feast of St. Maximilian Kolbe. Tomorrow, the Feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary into Heaven, and the 45th anniversary of the launching of EWTN by Mother Angelica. Please keep all of us in your prayers. On Monday, how well do you handle silence? I'm just off the 30-day silent retreat, so I'm curious to know how you feel about silence in your spiritual life. That'll be on Monday's broadcast. Until then, we want to wish you a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon.